listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
I thought I'd take a walk back in time to my first B.B. King album, which to this day is still one of my favorites. What is interesting is Riley B.B. King made close to 70 albums in his musical career, which is practically his entire life, and it showed his diversity over the years as a blues musician. That isn't counting his recorded singles and his many guest appearances and collaborations with other artists. Most blues enthusiasts and reviewers claim that his 1965 Live at the Regal and his 1971 Live in Cook County Jail were his best, or perhaps maybe most popular. But I have a different take based on perhaps my personal taste in music. My first and favorite B.B. King album, which I acquired back in 1985, was his 1981 release, There Must Be a Better World Somewhere. We're going to start today's blues cruise with this album, and then, time permitting, we'll get to my second favorite album, which was the 1998 album Blues on the Bayou, one which B.B. King made the statement that it was one of his favorites as well. We'll get more into that a little later. B.B. King today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Raised in a ghetto. slick. The city dogs are slicker. The way they keep on slicking me, they keep getting me sicker, sicker, and sicker. Born in the country, raised in a ghetto street. Ever since I've been old enough to be one, I've been a victim of every woman I
Oh, Don't give it away.
Right. The song is Life Ain't Nothing But a Party, and it's off of B.B. King's 1981 album, There Must Be a Better World Somewhere. That song has one of my favorite lyrical lines ever in any song. Tomorrow too soon is yesterday. I just think there's something cool about that. We opened our set with The Victim, and preceded that with More, 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 and You're Going With Me. I'm guessing this album is my favorite B.B. King one, not because it's all that different from B.B. King other albums, but I mean, when you hear B.B.'s guitar, you know it's him. He's mostly always has a horn section backing him, and his vocals, just like his guitar sound, are uniquely his and identifiable. I think the fact is it was my very first in-depth hearing and listening experience of B.B. King that makes it so special to me. So I just wanted to share it with you, my listeners, and it's not a widely known album by any means. Actually, you're listening to Mr. Jack's favorite B.B. King albums today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I'll be right back with more B.B. King. Stay with me. Today I chose to share with you listeners my favorite albums of B.B. King. They're not the normal, most popular B.B. albums, but rather just two of my favorite ones that I personally like. The first album we're listening to is the 1981 release, There Must Be a Better World Somewhere. This is an album not many blues fans have actually heard. An interesting note about this album is the fact it only has 6 songs on it, but then a few of the songs run long in time. This next cut, Born Again Human, runs a total of 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Then we'll hear a title cut, which also happens to be my favorite B.B. King song, There Must Be a Better World Somewhere. B.B. King today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. Thank you.
You taught me how to bend and never break. You showed me how to give instead of take. There was no sacrifice too great for you. Sweet, sweet woman, can't you see what you do? A broken man, and you made him whole. You touched my lips and reached my very soul. There was no miracle you couldn't. Thank you. Sometimes I wonder just what am I fighting for? I win some battles, but I always lose the war. I keep right on stumbling, and there's no man's land out here. But I know, yes, I know, there must be a better world somewhere. Some joker clips my wings just because he gets a kick out of doing those kind of things. I keep on falling in space or just hanging in midair. But I know, be a better world somewhere. Every woman I want only wants herself. Everybody I love loves somebody else. And every woman has got a license to break my heart. And every love affair is over before it gets a chance to start. Oh! If it ain't here, maybe in the hereafter, instead of tears, I'll learn all about laughter. But meanwhile, I'm stuck out here. It just ain't fair. But I know, oh, yes, I know, there must be a better world somewhere. Everybody I love seems to love somebody else. And every woman got a license to break my heart. And every love affair is over, over before it gets a chance to start. Instead of tears, I'll learn all about laughter. But meanwhile, I'm stuck out here. It just ain't fair. But I know, I said I know, oh yes, I know, must be a better world somewhere. Thank you.
In 1998, B.B. King released his album Blues on the Bayou. At first listen, I thought this album was a tad different than other B.B. King productions I had heard. It had a depth quality in the overall tones and the bass player that seemed to be a little more funk bass than I normally heard on B.B. recordings. B.B. stated himself, "Of the many records Lucille and I have had the pleasure of recording over the years, this one is especially close to my heart. It's also one of the most relaxed and, for me, satisfying. No one was telling us what to do. No one needed to tell us what to do." He added that he considered the band play on this album as his best ever and that he got to the studio with the idea of keeping the music simple, stating, "I felt the urge to go back to basics." With this state of mind, the record was cut in 4 days. Found some old B.B. King songs, wrote some new ones. All live, all real. No overdubs, no high-tech tricks, just basic blues. We'll start off this set with the opening cut, Blues Boy Tune. Mr. Jack's favorite B.B. King albums today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. Thank you.
never get no rest. Went to see a love doctor to get out of this mess. He took a look at me before he cast his spell. Shook his head, then began to yell. You got a bad case of love. Hey, a bad case of love. You got a bad case of love, boy. Your heart is filled with misery. I said, doctor, doctor, please do something for me. I feel like a man going to the third degree. Can't sleep at night, can't eat a bite. Since you've been gone, nothing ever goes right. I got a bad case of love. Got a bad case of love. I got a bad case of love. My heart is filled with misery.
Drummer on this album, Blues in the Bayou, Tony Coleman, made a statement in a recent interview in regards to BB. It was like working with my father, Coleman said, because my father and BB were friends and he always treated me like a son. If you meet BB King, he would make you feel special. A lot of people don't know what kind of human being he was. Unfortunately, we only have time for one more cut off this album. I highly recommend this album to BB King fans and blues lovers alike. This last cut is titled I'll Survive. Thanks for joining me today to listen to my two favorite BB King albums. This is Mr. Jack, And until next time, I'll catch you later.
I'll survive.